Religious leaders in Malaysia say freedom of worship is at risk if the Peaceful Assembly Act, currently before Parliament, passes. Malaysia's lower house approved the draft law last week, and it is scheduled to be reviewed by the Senate on Wednesday. The ruling coalition says it is intended to strike a balance between public order and the right to peaceful assembly. But Malaysian and international rights groups describe it as repressive because it bans street rallies and imposes tough restrictions and penalties for demonstrators. The Malaysian Consultative Council of Buddhism, Christianity, Hinduism, Sikhism, and Taoism denounced the bill and demanded it be withdrawn. The alliance is particularly concerned the bill now specifies places where public assembly cannot be held and includes all places of worship, the statement added. We spoke to the former editor of Malaysia's Catholic Herald, Father Lawrence Andrew.
We want to express our own dissatisfaction because it restricts us very much. It is almost impossible for us to make any conscientious effort to say that something is wrong in any aspect of our social living or society. Because when we gather together to voice our concern, it becomes immediately an assembly and therefore it is not permitted. We have to inform the police that they are going to organize the assembly within 10 days. And the police can issue restrictions as they think fit. Therefore, they are limiting the possibility of any uprising or any threat to the government. And except for the religious assemblies, they will not impose something, but they can impose restrictions of different kinds. We are feeling the pressure. Now, recently, in one particular place, a church has requested permit to do some caroling in homes. Now, they are already putting in restrictions. They want to know the names of the families. They want to know how many people there are. A number of restrictions are being imposed already in anticipation of this Peaceful Assembly Act. So we can see that if these kind of restrictions are brought about, can we as Christians or as religious group, can we really freely gather around and worship? Although they say there's an exception, but then in reality, is this an exception? It's not. It's getting more difficult for us to live our freedom in this place.